I'm sorry if you were thinking that Deacon, if Father Jacob was going to preach, but it's me. You're stuck with me this morning. So. In many ways, we come here on this Independence Day, and one of the things that's flying very gloriously is the flag, right? People have their flags out, and we have our flags out on our sidewalks, and we have two less. Can you believe people stole our flags? Can you believe it? But indeed, this is Independence Day, and who knows what's going to happen on this Independence Day, but indeed we celebrate the birth of our country. And in 1953, President Eisenhower proclaimed on July 4th that indeed this is a day of prayer for our country. And so I think it's important for us to realize we should pray for our country, and that's why we come here. We give praise and thanks that we're part of it, but we're praise and thanks for the independence that we have, our freedom that we have. We are liberty, and so we give praise and thanks to that, and we pray for our country. We surely need it. Do you guys hear me? Am I soft, or I'm just trying to work out this mic, but I feel soft. But needless to say, I'm not looking for a response. I'm just seeing. But anyway, but as we come to this Independence Day, there is a lot of confusion in our country. We don't even know, you know, how many genders there are. You know, there's 37 genders according to the state of California. So we don't even know. And in some countries, there isn't a gender. You know, it's considered racist to have male or female. So there's a lot of confusion in our world. You know, and if you proclaim the truth, then sometimes you're a bigot, right? You know, you're playing, or you got a hate speech, you know? So there's a lot of confusion in our world. And in many ways, we need to reclaim, you know, what our country and what this world was founded on is a God who came down to this earth, Jesus Christ. And we gotta reclaim that. We gotta proclaim that to people that indeed that Jesus has come. He has come to this world. We see in this gospel, Jesus shows up. He shows us in this gospel, and he does another one of those miracles. You know, there was someone there just recently, a Protestant writer, who wrote about the miracles of Jesus and how many there were throughout the Bible and specifically through the New Testament. But he says, but he went on to write further how there has been millions and millions of miracles that have been attributed to God, who is Jesus, and how Jesus continues to work in our world and proclaim a miracle. And as I always say, we have a miracle right here. If you're looking for miracles, here we go. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus shows up. That's how much God loves us, that he shows up to us. And not only that, he becomes part of us and wants to live in us, breathe through us. Indeed, we're blessed as a people. Now, I was just thinking as I have many collectibles in the house, and one of them is a War Bonds poster, and it's a very large one, and it said, "Freedom to Worship." And I'm thinking, if we didn't gather together, if we didn't get together as nations and take on Hitler, who knows what kind of world we would have had, you know? And we give praise and thanks that we have a nation that jumped in when it was most needed to keep our liberty and keep our freedoms alive, and our ability to be united to Jesus and to worship and to live our lives as Christ has called us to do that. So as we come to this great Independence Day, let us not live our lives independent of Jesus, but united with him now and forever. Amen.